So Alana is an author, first time author, I believe, of a book called Saving My Sons. And it is a journey of a mom with two sons, both of whom diagnosed with autism. During your pregnancy, did you have any issues? Or scans were fine?
I had no issues. The scans were fine. I had a normal pregnancy. And in fact, the birth was also fine. My oldest son, David, when he was born, he scored 9 out of 10 on his APGAR score.
I mean, look, the reason I've got you here is because of your book. And your book is called Saving My Sons. So I know that David and his brother both have got autism. Correct.
This is how I explain. My oldest son, David, who is 17, has been wrestling with autism for 15 years. Because you're not born with autism. Autism is something that develops later on. So he's 17 now. The first 20 months of his life, everything was fine. Suddenly, you lose the child. So I have David, who's 17, wrestling with autism. I have Ellie, who's 14, who escaped an autism diagnosis. So he went unscathed. And then I have Aaron, who has recovered from autism. That means he has completely lost his diagnosis.
When two out of your three sons, you're told that your two of your three boys are autistic. Did you take that personally at all? Was there a point when you went, what did I do wrong?
When I heard that word autism, my whole world fell to pieces. We experienced unimaginable grief. I think I cried every single day for an entire year. I used to walk around with my eyes red and puffy, always. My husband used to say that he would wish he would wake up and it would all just have been a bad dream. So we went into survival mode and we went through a period of mourning. It was really terrible.
So I just wanted to ask, so you get this diagnosis, but you say at 20 months, I know you didn't lose David, but you lost your child, basically you were saying. So now, what does it mean? Like, what happened at 20 months that you saw something was wrong? What changed in him? Because there might be someone listening right now who's about to be a first-time mom or parents who've got kids, and they don't even know what to look out for, because I feel like we're quite uneducated as a nation about autism. So what was it in him that triggered you to think something was wrong?
You're correct. We did lose him. It was like a living death. That's the only way I can describe it. So what I always say and how I describe is that David became unreachable. So how we lost him was, he was fine. He was developing fine. And for those first time moms listening out there, you know, what should they look for? David stopped all of a sudden. He stopped responding to his name. We would call him and call him and call him, and he wouldn't look around. Exactly. But now that's where people make the mistake. They run to the ENT and they do a hearing test, and actually the child can hear absolutely fine. So he stopped responding to his name. He started to line up all his toys. You know, a young developing child must play appropriately with their toys. They must give the car petrol and they must push the car up the ramp and they must build their Lego.
And they're messy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
David would take everything and line it up. So that is inappropriate play. And all of a sudden, the couple of words that he had, he lost. He couldn't say the words he used to say anymore. Oh. And he stopped making eye contact. Eye contact is a very, very important skill and a red flag to look out for in a young developing child. So development is meant to happen in a certain way. And if you are concerned that your child is not developing in a certain way, early intervention is so important. Just have it investigated, check it out. You know, really, the moms who are listening and at home with their first time baby, you don't have to like get all panicky now all of a sudden. Yeah. If your child is maybe doing one of the things I just mentioned, they have to have a long list of criteria that will then give them an autism diagnosis.
And Alana, on his worst days, what was David like?
I'm gonna I'm going to fast forward to his teenage years.
Sure.
Because when you ask that question, that's really the picture that I have, is those terrible teenage years where I had a teenager who was screaming and shouting for most of the day. Can you imagine a 12 or 13-year-old screaming because he was still struggling to vocalize and communicate at that stage? He had self-injurious behavior where he would hit his head on the floor, on the wall. I used to be so afraid to drive in the car with him because I would worry that he would actually bang his head through the glass window.
Oh my God.
He was angry. He was frustrated. He was miserable. So that is the worst, darkest period of our journey with David.
And obviously a teenage boy also is developing hormonally. What happens in the sexual side of David?
Thankfully with David, he just didn't quite realize what was going on. So we made a point of never leaving him alone. I must tell you that he was under 24-hour supervision. So we never left him alone. We always occupied him. And I really think that helped. So we didn't give him time to just have free, empty space.
Yeah.
But he thankfully has managed that part quite well.
I mean, you nor your husband are nurses or full-time doctors. Did your relationship really struggle over this? Or was there a part where the two of you were just like, we can't do this anymore, man?
There was a stage where David was so miserable and screaming and crying and injuring himself on a daily basis where I just didn't see the points of his life apart from my trauma.
Yeah.
You know, when a parent has to stand there day in and day out and see their child crying and screaming and miserable, it really does start to get to you after a while. We really, instead, we were just trying to solve his issues, his medical issues all the time because we really just wanted to make him feel better. We knew he wasn't feeling well and that's why he was acting out. It does weigh on your marriage. It really does. I'm very fortunate. I have a very supportive husband. He always had my back. He was always calm. He always gave me the confidence. I was on the battlefield and he was behind me. So when I needed to refuel or when I needed to reload my gun, he was waiting with the ammunition.
Have you ever heard David tell you he loves you?
I have not heard David tell me he loves me.
If I was sitting opposite you as my friend right now and we said, okay, Mike's off, let's have a glass of wine, do you feel like you're living your life?
You know, autism sucks. The fact that David can't tell me what he wants in the way that I want it sucks. The fact that we have fought for 15 years to not be exactly where we are sucks. It really, really sucks. Like, it's not what I signed up for. But there have been so many blessings along the way. I think I've become used to my life. I don't know where I found the strength. I don't know some days how we got through the day in one piece, but we did.
Knowing what you know now about David's life and his lack of life, really, of quality of life, it's a hard question, but just answer from your heart.
It's a very hard question.
If you went back, if you could go back and choose whether you felt pregnant then again, would you?
I wouldn't want to, obviously, because honestly, David is trapped. I mean, it's been a terrible suffering. As a parent, I think the lesson has more been for my husband and I. We call him King David because we rally around him and anything and everything he wants, we do. But it's not the life that we envisage for our children. So
no.
If I go back, no, I would not want.
I just want to say thank you again, Ilana Gershlovitz, the book Saving My Sons. Where can we get a copy or read it? Is it online? Is it at bookstores?
The book Saving My Sons is in bookstores. It is at Exclusive Books nationwide. In fact, we had the Durban book launch just last week at Exclusive Books, but it is available at every single Exclusive Books in the country. It is also available on Loot, as well as Reader's Warehouse and Take a Lot.
Ilana, you are incredible. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us. And I know there's a lot more that you have to say, and that's why we're going to go get that book. And we're going to read that book. And please, to Ellie, to David, to Aaron, please send us our love.